You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Vince, what are you doing this weekend or for the holidays that will make us jealous?
I am spending time with my family. That's not very jealous, but it'll be fun.
It's kind of what you do this time of year, right? Mm.
Definitely.
Are you having turkey or something different?
I am going to do the traditional turkey.
I'm doing turkey.
All right.
Yep. Yeah, okay.
Pretty plain.
Basic Vince and his basic
How many
family.
People are we talking about around the table this year?
Probably close to 8.
Okay, right. That's manageable. Yeah, Jeremy's going to have like 20 people.
We're going to be rolling probably, I think, 26, 27 deep. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I've done that before.
It's a lot.
I've done it before, yeah. And it's fun. It's almost like, okay, let's look at it this way. It's almost a better number than 8 or 9 because with 8 or 9, you do feel like you have to interact with each person. But if there's 26 people around the table, then it's almost impossible. And so you're just going to buddy up with the people that you talk really well with.
Yep.
That's right. You can kind of almost be invisible in a way. So
you just melt into the crowd.
Yeah, right. It's like you don't stand out. I like that. As an introvert, I really like that. I can just hide. Jeremy's going to have 26. We're going to have 2 Vince at our house. It's
totally
just 2
different.
Of us.
So. And Dom promised me, Vince, he promised me that he was going to dress up like a pilgrim this year. So we'll see if it plays out.
Pictures are, it didn't happen.
Bingo.
Right. All right, you're a good man, Vince. Let's play. What do you do for a living?
I deliver mail.
Okay.
Good.
He delivers
Great.
The mail. Well, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
All right. We tried this one, I think, yesterday or the day before. We couldn't get a winner, but we're going to give you the same shot. And by the way, Mike, JB, Dan, and Lainey, please don't hang up. Even if we get a winner, we want to talk to all of you. Mike, JB, Dan, Lainey. Let me write those down so if any of them hang up, we can absolutely crucify them on the air. Vince, this one's a little bit too easy, I think. This was recommended by one of our listeners who texted in this morning. She said, 10 seconds, 5 places where you can order pancakes. 5 places where you can order pancakes. We're looking for the names of the restaurants. Ready and go.
Pancake House, the Waffle House, IHOP, Village Inn, and
dude, time is up.
Oh,
you got 4.
You got 4.
First watch.
It was so easy. I can't. Oh my goodness.
What about Snooze? So
Snooze, yeah. First watch.
Doug's Diner. La Peep.
La Peep. Freaking La Peep, of course.
Oh,
that would be
boy.
Epic Egg. Epic Egg would
have been. Oh, Vince. Yep. Boy, Vince, you screwed this one up, didn't you? Darn it.
Place that I stumbled. Sam's Number 3.
Oh, such a good pancake.
Yeah.
And then a place I stumbled into last week there off Leedsdale called Morning Story. They had a pretty good pancake.
All right.
You know, Vince, you're a good man. You have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you for being on the show.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks.
See you, Vince.
Bye. Told you a lot of dudes were going in order that they came in. Here's Mike. Mike, what do you got planned for the weekend or the holidays that will impress us?
Cooking 85 gallons of chili for the Castle Rock Starlighting.
Whoa, buddy. That's a lot
of
chili.
That is pretty cool.
It's a lot of farting.
Yep.
So tell
me. I see that the star lighting is tomorrow afternoon, and I think they said roughly 5:30-ish is when they'll actually plug it in.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yep. Approximately 5:30, they'll plug it in, and then
chili will be eaten. Now, Mike, are you part of the event, or are you just randomly going around giving people cups of chili?
Worked for the fire department, and we serve chili every year. So annual chili supper or whatever.
Okay, so this is legit thing. Chili. This isn't Creepy Mike's chili or anything like that.
No, it's not.
Oh, his phone sucks so bad.
Your phone keeps breaking up, Mike. God, I hope you're not on this phone when a call comes in for a fire.
No, not at work today.
All right. Well, don't move. Very good. Don't move.
Well, that sounds good. Is there a special ingredient in your chili that we should know about?
Nope.
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 Basic chili.
Boring chili, huh, Mike?
Mm.
It's got to serve to the masses. If it was up to me, it'd be a southwestern green chili, but that's a little too spicy for a lot of people up there.
Yeah, you're right. You gotta cater to the wimpy palates out there.
Just chili beans and kidney beans.
Yeah. By the way, a side note from listener Jeannie who wrote in. She goes, "You cannot get pancakes at Waffle House. I've tried."
Oh, well, I guess waffles in their name. I don't know if that's true. I haven't been to a Waffle House in 100 years, but...
Waffle House menu.
I mean, their name is Waffle House. Why would they serve pancakes?
I know, but still.
It's not Pancake House.
I know, but still.
But still, it's a breakfast establishment.
It's a joint. I mean, come on. I'm going to have to look this up while we're playing here. Okay, here's their menu. Eggs, hash browns, waffles, omelets, sandwiches, Texas melts, biscuits, sides, beverages, hash browns.
No pancakes.
I see nary a pancake on here.
Well, I'll be damned.
Dang, I never knew that.
Had no idea.
All right, let's play the game. Are you ready to go, Mike?
Sure.
10 seconds. We're just repeating a bunch that we've tried this week, couldn't get a winner. In 10 seconds, give us the names of 5 characters from the Charlie Brown specials. 5 Charlie Brown characters. Ready and go.
Charlie Brown, Snoopy, Pigpen. Oh boy, I feel like there's a Wendy and a Patty, Lucy.
I don't know of a Wendy, but there's a Wendy. Definitely a Peppermint Patty and a Lucy.
Lucy. Yes,
and that makes you a winner.
Nobody else hang up. Don't hang up.
Doesn't everybody love Pigpen on that show?
He's so dirty.
Exactly.
The little dust cloud follows him wherever he goes. You feel bad for him. You do feel bad for him. Poor kid just needs a shower, Mike.
Yeah, self-inflicted pain.
Right.
Chili Mike, you're the winner today. Listen, if you will stand by, Josh is going to come back. He's going to visit with you about that prize. Have fun down at the Starlighting in Castle Rock tomorrow. Okay, buddy?
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
See you later.
Thank you for listening. I say there's a bunch of guys, but for all I know, JB is a woman. I don't know. Hi, JB.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Hey, we're good, JB. What does JB stand for?
Please.
Oh, yep. I have a huge last name, so I just shortened for JB. I'm from India. It's pretty common to have huge last names.
Well, give us the huge last name. I got to hear
it. Give us what JB stands for. We want to hear it.
It's Janiwara Balakrishna Gowda. So.
That's fantastic.
Repeat that, Dom.
Sounds like right. Breakfast is on me, guys.
Are you on a speakerphone or Bluetooth with us, JB?
Yes, I am.
It's hard to
take
hear
us
you.
Off that and get on your regular phone, please. We'll wait.
Yes, that's right.
There, that's better.
All right, now I want you to say the name again so I can try to repeat it. Ready, go.
Janiwara Balakrishna Gowda.
Balakrishna.
Janiwala Balakrishnalala.
Wala.
There you go.
Wala, not Lala.
Was
Wala.
I close?
Oh, almost close. You're there.
Almost.
I've got to hear you say the last name one more time.
Okay, let's give it one more try.
One more.
Janiwara Balakrishna Gowda.
Balakrishna Gowda.
Balakrishna Gala.
Gala.
It's not Gala, it's Gowda.
Gowda.
Gowda. Balakrishna Gowda.
There you go.
Balakrishna Gowda. Balakrishna Gowda. I like it.
It's fantastic.
See?
All right.
That's an awesome
name.
So
what are you doing for this weekend or for the holiday next week that will impress us?
Nothing that's going to impress you. Just going on a trip with my friends to Utah for the Arches National Park.
Beautiful. Yes.
That dude, that does make us jealous because that is a gorgeous place to go.
Game changer, man.
That's really good. Solid.
Yeah, probably a good time of year to go, too, because summer out there is insane.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably nice and quiet.
Who are these, who are these friends you're traveling with?
A couple of friends from work.
Yeah. Who's the one you dislike the most?
That would be hard to say. I work in construction, and it's usually a team effort, and I can't be bitching about my teammates.
Sure you can.
Construction, yeah. All right. I don't think we're going to
name our teammates that we hate. They annoy us. And
I don't think we're going to get it out of JB. What kind of construction are you guys working on right now? What are you building?
So we are doing a clinic for a hospital in Lafayette.
Clinic? Okay.
Very good.
Neat.
Well, listen, you have been delightful to talk to you. Have a great trip to Utah. Thank you for being on the show, and we hope you have a great weekend, okay?
You too, guys. Have a great day ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you, JB. So good. All right, we're down to Dan and Laney. Boy, the parade of men continues. Dan, what are you doing this weekend or for the holidays that will impress us?
What is happening, Dom and Jeremy?
He didn't answer the question.
Hey, Dan's coming at you.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Boo. He's got the pistol shooters out.
Always come back with a question. This weekend, just hanging out with the fam. Next week, we're doing a progressive dinner with our neighbors. So, looking forward to that.
Okay.
How many neighbors?
We're talking like three households. And we got somebody's doing apps, somebody's doing dinner, somebody's doing dessert.
That's fun.
Which one are you guys?
We are going to do we're kind of doing the dinner and all the sides, all that's spread out on our peninsula.
Boy, you got the hard part, man.
You do.
The apps and the dessert, that's the easy part.
So do you go from house to house with this, or is this just all at one house?
No, house to house.
House to house.
That's the progressive dinners, man.
Oh, I thought it was something else.
Somebody in our neighborhood did that, and they did it with five houses. So they started, as I recall, they started with cocktails at one house. Then they went to apps at another
house. That's
cute. Then they went to dinner at a third.
It sounds
then dessert
exhausting.
At the fourth. And then the fifth one was just like
an orgy.
After dinner aperitifs and alcohol, more alcohol. So.
Well, the fourth house, we're hoping the fourth house will be a random house that has a bowl set up for the keys that you drop in.
I just said the last house is orgy house. Except y'all are going to be bloated and gassy. That doesn't make for a good orgy at all.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, good point. So maybe we'll start with that.
Start with the orgy. Start with that.
Start with the key party to begin with and say, we'll meet you back here in about 15 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Jingle, jingle, let's mingle.
See, exactly what I thought the progressive party was.
Oh, that's very progressive.
I thought that's exactly what I thought when you first said it.
Jeremy, you guys should do progressive parties in your neighborhood because you're so tight with all your neighbors. You could do that.
Yeah, we have
a
Friendsgiving on Wednesday with our neighbors.
Yeah, but you don't
too.
Like eating other people's cooking, so it's probably not
for you. Yeah, so Jeremy, what's your address again?
Settle down, Dan.
Dan is really fired up today.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living, sir?
I am in the mortgage business, so really fun.
Good industry right now.
All right. Well, listen, good luck with your progressive dinner. Have a great Thanksgiving, and thank you for being on the show, Cowboy. We hope you have a great day, okay?
Hey, guys. Thank you so much. You guys make my morning really better every day. And get me going in the right direction. So thank you, guys.
You're a nice man, Dan.
Thank you so much, buddy. Very nice meeting you.
Cheers to you and your family. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving. And waiting patiently, the one lady who's going to participate in Rattle Off today, it's Laney. Laney, what are you doing this weekend or for the holidays?
Hi. I am actually auditioning for an adult cheerleading team this weekend. Super excited.
Okay, more details.
There's so much that I want
more,
to unpack from that conversation.
More details.
When you say an adult cheerleading team, how old do you guys consider adults?
So basically anybody over 18, and we have our oldest person is, I think, 43.
No way.
Yes. It's a new team we're starting called Mile High Cheer, and we're super excited about it. So.
Okay.
And then next weekend, I'm watching Michigan beat Ohio State.
Yes! Go Blue! Go Blue!
Go Blue!
Woo-hoo!
That's right.
Yeah. There's a bunch of crap going on with our coach. And you know what? Our team is just going to steamroll everybody, I think, Lainey, just to stick it in everybody's eye. That's what I think.
I could not agree more. Bet, yeah. As Michigan says, we'll do it all without Jim on the sideline. So.
That's right. It's a bunch of BS, a bunch of jealousy there in the Big Ten. That's what's going
That's on. That's right.
Go Blue.
Go Blue.
Well, I wish I had a prize to give you. We already gave it away. Dang
it. It's okay. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. All right. So, how old are you?
I am 32.
All right.
So, do you have like a
cheerleader?
Whole
Go Blue. So, Go Blue. About this team.
Were you a cheerleader at Michigan?
I was on the all-girl team.
Okay. So, have you put together like a choreographed dance routine and everything?
We are working it. This is our first season. We are having our clinics this weekend, and our goal is something small, something sizable, you know, maybe like in between the Rockies game or something. But yeah, we're all excited to stunt and show off our silver sneakers.
I feel like you could do it in some sort of parade or something, like a holiday parade this year.
Sure. Exactly.
Yeah, why not?
Or something. That's cute.
Exactly. Thank you.
How many people do you expect to come out and try out?
We have 18 signed up to try out right now for the team. But we had almost 30 at our last practice just to play around. So.
Can guys sign up too?
Oh, yeah. We welcome guys. We love
How many
guys.
Will end up making the team?
We are not cutting people. So we are a inclusive team. We're making no cuts. We are here for anybody who might be interested in
Even
here,
if you suck?
You want, like, crappy
Even if you have no dance moves,
team?
No rhythm?
There's no such thing as sucking. We can teach, but we will have a more, like, elite team potentially one day, and then, you know, a community team. That's the goal, but we'll see.
So what you're going to have is varsity and JV at some point.
We'll see. That's the goal. We have to first build the club before we divide it, you know?
Build the club. How are you enticing people to sign up?
Right now, we're just on social media. We're just on Instagram, Mile High Cheer. We're just doing social media stuff. So this is actually really cool if anyone's interested in trying out for our cheer team.
I'm looking it up right now. I feel like this is something Josh could do because he is single and ready to mingle.
Come on out, Josh. Come lift some chicks.
Come lift some chicks, Josh. It's Mile High Cheer?
Yep, milehighcheer.com.
Oh, there it is.
I'm looking at it right here. Push boundaries. Cheer for life, Jeremy.
That's right. That's our slogan, cheer for life.
Do you have are you on here somewhere, you personally?
I am. I'm the one wearing the Michigan shirt in the air.
With the guy holding you up, like straight up in the air?
Let's
I don't know.
See.
Maybe not. No, I can't see the shirt.
Oh, here it is. Meet Lainey.
Those ones you see. I'm the tattooed one. Yeah.
You're all tatted up, aren't you?
I'm the tatted up one, yes.
You're
me.
All tatted up, and you're a Navy veteran. Thank you for your service.
Awesome. You are arse. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
It says you've lived in 11 states. Is that because of the Navy?
Yep, Navy veteran, brat, and wife. So.
Super cool.
You're a bad man.
You know
man
what? It's been my play. I've heard from a lot of Packers fans today and a lot of Michigan Wolverine fans today. So I'm a happy boy. Lainey, thank you for spending some time with your boys. We hope you have a great holiday, okay?
Good luck.
Thank you. You too. Thanks for having me on. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
You too. There you go. So Mile High Cheer. You can go out there. Is Josh going to go?
Josh, you going to go?
Go try out.
Nah, he's not. He's watching his phone. He has no idea what's going on.